Maran discusses a case in Ilchot Mukseh of a needle, a sewing needle, while it's complete, it would be classified as a kli shemelachto li'isur, primary function being isur on Shabbat to sew. However, it would be permissible to move that needle, the tzorech gufo, or the tzorech mekomo. Tzorech mekomo means it's in the way. You need to put something on the table, it's in the way, you can pick it up and move it away. Tzorech gufo would mean, let's say a person had a thorn or a splinter in his finger and he wants to use the needle in order to help get it out. That would be considered tzorech gufo. It would be permissible to use it for that function as well. The question we discussed today is, well, let's say the eye of the needle broke, whether it broke before Shabbat or even if it broke on Shabbat. The opinion of Maran is that even though it's still useful to take out a splinter, but since most people take a broken needle and they throw it away because it loses its primary value, so therefore even before you threw it away, Maran holds that it obtains the status of mukseh, mahmad gufo, which is a principle. That's something that is destined to be thrown away, even though it retains its function. In this case, you have to take out splinters. It becomes mukseh because of the fact that you're going to be zorek oto le'ashpa. Some rabbis, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, others, is brought down in the Sefer of Chaim Yitzchak Beracha, the laws of Mukseh, want to make a modern application to this law by talking about disposable utensils, disposable cups, spoons, forks, plastic, etc., plates. And they want to say that after a person's finished using them, they're destined to throw out, even though they still have a function. And therefore they want to say that once already the person's finished with it and wants to throw it out, these hat pa'ami, these temporary disposables, would have the status of mukseh, which is a very big humrah on Shabbat. It comes out. Of course, we're talking about where they're empty, where there's no food in them, and we're talking about over here where they don't pose a graf shel re'i, which we haven't discussed yet, which people pose, let's say, it's considered, dirty, and therefore there's especially tinitru stuff that's dirty. So therefore, they want to be mahmir. Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, alav shalom, wanted to say that there's room to be lenient over here for different sevarot. He said, over here, it's true you're going to throw it away. But first of all, it's retained its original shape as a keli. It didn't break. Those cases over there, so much something that broke. Here, it never broke. And the reason why you're throwing it away is not because really you're not interested in it, but because it's so cheap. So therefore, you'll throw it away and get another one. But not that really you care to throw it away necessarily because you want to get rid of it, as opposed to a broken needle. You're throwing it away because it has, little function to you anymore. But here, it has the same function, and you will use it, but it's so cheap, you just say, what's going to sit out like that? The ma'aseh, it's a machloket. Rabbi Ben-Acha writes in his sefer, Tov Lachmir, if he can, but those that are mekel, they have what to rely on. So a practical example would be, somebody comes to the Bet Knesset on Shabbat morning, and before synagogue, before we pray, during the Bakashot, he has a cup of coffee. And a styrofoam cup or paper cup, and he finishes it empty, and he puts it back on the table. Now he leaves. He's in it. That cup, nobody's drinking from it anymore. The next place that cup is going to be is in the garbage. So therefore, it could be that cup now would attain the status of mukseh. Mukseh ma'amad gufo. And therefore, even to pick it up, to put it in the garbage, would be problematic according to that. So therefore, the best thing to do is, when a person's finished drinking, when it's still in his hand, either leave something in it, that's the best thing, or when it's still in your hand, go, throw it away. Don't put it down, because it could be machshil people now in moving mukseh. But again, those that are lenient, and this happens all the time, a person has without using paper plates and forks and things like that, now they're done. Next place going is to the garbage. The ladies come along and want to clean up. That's a big question. According to Rosh Hashanah, those in that school of thought, could be these items, since they're omed to be thrown out, you're not using them anymore, you're done. Could be they have a status of mukseh now. Those that are lenient, again, of course, as we said, have what they're lying about.